So, okay. And again, I apologize that we threw this out on you, but there it is. It's all over social media, and it's the wackiest question maybe ever. What are there more of, wheels or doors? And you make a snap decision, but then you got to go, wait a minute. Oh, whoa. And then it drags, it was with me all weekend. Because you look at stuff and you like...
I can see it on his face, it really was.
you look at different things and you go, okay, well, there's my garage door. That, oh. Then you open the door and you go, look at all those wheels.
So the poll, there was a big poll, and it says wheels beat outdoors, but only by 7%. And I like this one. An average home could have 6 to 10 doors, but then it has 3 suitcases, and there's 6 to 12 wheels on each suitcase.
No, but it's like you said, the wheels that open, that slide, that roll the drawer.
The drawer's out there on wheels.
And you got to think that pretty much anything that turns like that, it turns on a wheel. And it makes you, and that's the part that makes you crazy, because you look at stuff a whole different way. So, okay, what do you think? More doors or wheels?
I was actually just discussing this with my coworkers last week, and I think I'm team wheels. I think wheels wins. Even if you consider giant cities like Chicago or New York with all the doors, they also have a lot of office buildings, and office buildings have a lot of office chairs, which have a lot of wheels.
Cheers. That's right.
Yes. Oh, there you go. I'm with you. So,
That's my 2 cents. Then you also consider like Hot Wheels. Tons of wheels there.
Lots of wheels and no doors.
Well, it depends on if you define. I mean, the little Hot Wheels cars sometimes have doors.
That open up?
Sometimes.
Okay.
There's some out there,
But surely model cars, you know, other toy cars have doors. I don't know. I'm leaning toward wheels.
God.
It comes down to how you define wheels and doors, I think. Because if you consider like tires in and of themselves, you think of all the junkyards and stuff. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Just because it's round, I don't think that makes it a wheel.
What do your coworkers think?
Most of them say wheels, but it's a pretty, like, we have a Facebook page, and they put a poll out, and most of them, it's pretty close, though, but most say doors. Most say wheels, I mean.
Most say wheels. All right.
You know what? This is the kind of question that creates arguments. It really
a hinge
does.
Is not a wheel. This is what we're hashing out right now.
Yeah, we were just sitting there going, okay, is a hinge a hinge or is a hinge a wheel?
Hinge is not a wheel.
A hinge is a hinge. That's not a wheel.
Are there more wheels or doors in the world? And it's just been this hottest topic.
It's all over social media, and it's a huge debate. And
this big poll they did, wheels beat doors, but only by 7%.
And you have to, you have to think it over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is the kind of question that can start arguments. It really can. Is that a wheel or not? So, okay, what do you say? What are there more of, wheels or doors?
I'm going to go ahead and say wheels.
Oh, because?
Well, in my particular career field, I work a lot with data. And in a lot of areas, we're trying to get conveyor systems and product assembly lines online to actually do work. And there's, you know, thousands of wheels on one conveyor system and only 2 doors to access the control panel. So already the profit is in the wheel's favor.
Okay. All right.
That's my answer.
That's a good one.
Whoa.
Thank you for weighing in. Have a great day.
Man.
You too.
Oh, bye.